His mercies never come to an end. They new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. That song summarizes the life of Moses. Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, handsome, another translation say handsome, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flowers by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and she said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. And I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. So let me stop that way. I want us to see the account, this same account, in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 7. You know, in New Testament, you know why it was so in the Old Testament. You know? Acts chapter 7. I want to appeal to you to be consistent in these studies. It will change your life. Acts chapter 7. Verse 20, in which time Moses was born. In which time Moses was born. And I was recorded in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 2, and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, nourishing for her own son. That's in my account, Exodus chapter 2. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. You can see a better light here. So the Bible says it came into his heart. That one just went out. Old Testament put it. But I want you to reckon with some thoughts very quickly. I know that admonition took my time, but I want you to reckon with some thoughts. Go back to verse 20. It says, in which time? Now, go back to verse 17, so you can understand in which time. Verse 17. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with a kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time? Note that. And let's go back to Exodus, chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to his wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived. But before that, go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 15. Exodus chapter 1. So you backpedal. Exodus chapter 1. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, or with the name of the one was Shivra, and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, so one of the courses, one of the profession, highest profession in the Bible is midwifery. That's one of the highest professions in the Bible. That's why you should go and read it. And it said, when ye do the office of the midwives, the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, kill him. If it be a daughter, she will live. But, did you see that? But the midwives feared God, and did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men, children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you not done this thing? And have saved the men, children alive. And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Onesi, Kabiesi, Ariwele, Rila, Yewa, and Janula, and Ubiri, Hebrew. Because the Hebrew women are not at the Egyptian women, what to keep all you? The Hebrew women want that be a woman team, for they are lively and are delivered. Here, the midwives come in unto them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, because the midwives chose to fear God and not the king. And the people multiplied and was very mighty, and it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter, ye shall save alive. I'm going to teach the life of Moses in three phases: the first 40 years, the second 40 years of his life, and the third 40 years of his life. But I want us to see something tonight. Pre-life of Moses. And I want you to see the various orchestration, things that was happening before Moses was born. And that's why I took us through that gamut of reading. The first point I want you to make is this. There are spiritual events that erred the birth of purpose. There are spiritual events that will erred the birth of purpose. Before there is a move on the face of the heart, first of all, there are spiritual moves. Nothing happened in the physical without orchestration, you know, in the spirit. Moses was an answer of a cry. The battle of Moses was an answer to a cry. And you are going to see it in the Bible. In Exodus. Hello, somebody. In Exodus. Chapter 2. Verse 23. You know what the Bible says? And it came to pass in the process of time. Now, I'm going to talk about time. If I can't talk about time tonight, I'll talk about time next week. I want you to come. And it came to pass, in all the readings, you will see time there. So, purpose is birth with time. Time is tied to happening of purpose. And God was trying to get that clear to us when he said he makes all things beautiful in his own time. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid of this, and it should make you to be afraid. Life becomes meaningless and useless when you miss your timing. Some of us don't respond to God in time. We miss opportunity. Purpose are birth when opportunity and time meet. There's a birth of purpose. And that's why God was talking about the sons of Issachar. A lot of us Christians are not conscious of time. A lot of us Christians, we are careless with time. We are not sensitive to time. We are not sensitive with time. The way I normally put this is when you have a 90-year-old man buying a bicycle and he's come to church for Thanksgiving. Which of the Thanksgiving? To thank the Lord that you wasted destiny? Or thank the Lord that you are coming home. Because a 90-year-old on a bicycle is ready to commit suicide. That's the way I always put time. Exodus that we are reading. It came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of bondage, and God heard their groaning. This is eroding the second 40 years of Moses. The first 40 years of Moses, let's see where it started. There is birth, age 0 to 40. You see, let's go back. Acts chapter 7. Next week, I begin to tie this. I don't want to keep you for so long. Go and say like what I've said to you this evening. Hello, Mumisi. Person. It's Acts chapter 7. See what the Bible says. Again, 7:17. Can you see that in the Bible? 7:17, the book of Acts. But when the time of the promise drew near, when the time, these are the shakings in the spiritual world that led to the birth of Moses. When the time of the promise drew near, with God as son to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till again is a definition of time. If you pass English. So they were growing, multiplying till a king that does not know them got on the throne. I thought, when God is about to reveal himself, adversity should disappear. I thought that when God is about to reveal himself, pain should disappear. But I found out purpose, time, adversity, they all work together. Let me say to you tonight, when it is getting worse, the heaven is about to punctuate your life. When it is getting darker, it means that there's going to be the break of the lights. The lonelier you get is a readiness of a fresh walk with God. When God was about to bring the deliverer, the burden of the people was increased. When God was about to bring a change, their situation became messier. Because it has to be so. If there's light in the light, you will not value that light. When they took the light, I put on my phone, we value it. If I put on my phone now, you see the light, we won't value it. So there must be darkness so that we can appreciate light. No matter the situation or station of life you have tonight, I want you to rejoice. Things are so bad, or you think things are getting worse, you rejoice. But that means that solution from heaven is coming your way very soon. And you felt abandoned, unloved, lonely, sad, bitter. Things are so difficult. That's when you should put up a dancing shoe. Because that means you are at the brink of an answer. Moses was an answer to the cry of the people. Moses was not an ordinary bat. He was answer. Can I say to you, no matter the value you place in your life, whether you count yourself worthy or unworthy, you are an answer to a cry. Your delivery and your coming was not accidental. No matter the station you find yourself tonight, it was no mistake. It was God's eternal plan, desire. There's something he needed to change on the face of the heart. Moses was born. There's a plan in the heart of God. You were born. And you need to go through this teaching so that some of us, you will wake up from slumber. A lot of us have written ourselves off by virtue of age, by virtue of education, by virtue of background. A lot of us will written ourselves off. But this teaching will make you to rise. Moses wrote himself off. His first 40 years, can you imagine that? Ended in disaster. They said a fool at 40 is a fool forever. That is not Bible. He entered into crisis, age 40, and he disappeared for the next 40 years. He disappeared for the next 40 years. And then at 80, he came back. You know that The first 40 ended. He thought. The Bible says he came to his heart to go and help his people. He knew that he had a call. I'll be talking about purpose somewhere along this line. He was a purpose-conscious animal. A lot of Christians are not purpose-conscious. You are reckless. He was a purpose-conscious animal. And so age 40, he thought, yes, this thing that has been dragging me, purpose drags people. Purpose compare people. Purpose move people. It's not like Christians that sleep and wake. They rise to hit this. They after hitting, they sleep. No. He was driven. But he hasn't learned that you don't execute spiritual purpose with physical strength. Even though he came to his heart. Oh, I just begin now to vibrate, but we have to go home. Do you know something? The fact that you know in your heart, a lot of Christians make shipwreck of ministry. The fact that you know in your heart that you were called does not mean you go and start a church. That was one of the problems that he made. He knew in himself that he was the deliverer. So he thought deliverance would be by, you know, muscle. When he did that, God said, no, oh, see, learn, oh boy. You made a shipwreck. Millions of people lo fe koja day. Eni kan lo re po fe na pa ni. Mo lo nubu. And he was there for the next 40 years. Let me allow you to go. Praise God. We meet next week. Make sure you don't miss it. Can we rush to our feet? Because if I continue to move like I move now, you'll be here at 8 p.m. And I don't want you to say, Pastor, you can lower and you are again, beating Bawayoku. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for coming. And I want to encourage you to come. Like I said to us about Bible study, come, even if you are coming late. They understand? Even if you are coming late, make sure that you come. Therein, we begin to see the changes. I commit you to the grace of God, and I commit you to his word. God bless you all.